Continuing with Android, quick heads up, I'm going to show you how one can develop an Android mobile dApp or wallet in minutes. So Clémence should have been presenting, but she got all her ID stolen and she couldn't board the plane, so I'm filling in. So we both work for a bank, the second bank in France, which is not a classical bank. It's organized like a credit union where each customer has a share and voting rights to a regional bank, and the regional bank, say, own the central body. We've done that as a side project of our main project, which is called Cash, whose aim is to enable every of our banking customer to go on the blockchain. We are focused on mostly on identity and key recovery. And once we've nailed those two areas, we will focus on writing Ethereum banking application. So this is really a side project. How did it happen? First, we wanted to build prototypes, mockups for the UI and UX experiment to get our ideas right before committing to a full coding. So, our product owner was Cyril is here. Was a specialist of block language, so he wrote an open book, open source book on BlockSCAD, which is a computer aided design system using block programming. And so he made us aware of block language design for Android. So we went that way. And then looking closer, I realized that this thing was extensible. And so why not write an Ethereum extension? So that's how it happened. So let's start with a demo of how it's working. So App Inventor is a web IDE. That is, you don't have to install anything on your machine. You just log in on the MIT server and you've got two screens. First screen is the interface composer, very much like the what you get in the Android Studio. And you can switch to the programming. So you program with blocks, so you don't have any curly brackets or semicolon error kind of stuff. Everything clicks into place. And this is how you do your programming. This makes another screen appear with the name history. So this is App Inventor. Who knew App Inventor? Okay, some of you. Okay. The other ones are real programmers. Okay, so you click build, and then it downloads on your mobile device, and then you're done. Application is starting. And you see the usual ECRM stuff, addresses, transactions, stuff like that. So, going back to... So if you want to do that, just create a login at this address, train yourself without ECRM. ECRM is not a standard component. And after a while, you'll get your apps in within 10 minutes. You get a small app very fast. It can compile and download on a companion application, or you can compile to a real APK, that is a real Android application. Now we've made an ECRM extension. You load it explicitly from your computer, from your file system. You do import extension. Once the extension is imported, it appears here as a non-visible component, and it also appears here in the list of widgets. Most of the widgets, as you see, they are interface widgets, and this one is the one providing the ECRM functionality. Now, when you switch to the programming mode, you see that the ECRM extension appears here, and this is some of the methods we have implemented. So you can see most basic one, get block number, get balance. The gatekeeper creates a secret key and public key. You can do your hash function, get transaction status, and then the sending ether to another address. Okay, we work with Web3J. Web3J is the Java library. They do the heavy lifting. Most of our functions, they are 10 to 20 line, and they just wrap the Web3J functions. Okay, this is how you can get started. Unfortunately, the MIT web server has capacity problem. Because it relies on the Google App Engine, and the Google App Engine itself has a limitation of 10 megabytes of data going out. That is, if your APK file, your application is greater than 10 megabytes, it's not going to work. So I had to modify the code of the App Inventor and remove some of the limitation. Make it work with the App Engine library from Google, and you have to make it work on your own server or on your local machine. This is a 1.4 gigabyte download because it includes all the source code, all the intermediate files from the compilation, and so forth. No time to fix it and make it lighter. And it just requires the Java 8 JVM. We've tested it on Windows, Linux, and Apple. If you run it on your local machine, then the IDE will appear on localhost 8888. Then you'll need the ECRM component. The ECRM component is here. And you'll be able to import it into your project and have the Ethereum functionality. The source code is not yet here, but will be. Watch this space. There is not much. And this is why we suppose that this will be useful as for us. Most of the project, you're not focused on developing this. As for us, it will be, I suppose, for you a side project, but let's cooperate on the side project and let's make it grow in functionality. Let's keep in touch. Try it on your own. And let's make it rethink. Do we have time for questions? Yes? 1 minute? 3 minutes. No questions? One? No, it's not portable to Android Studio. It doesn't compile to Java, and there is a complex system inside. I believe it compiles to Scheme, which is a Lisp-like language, and there is a Scheme interpreter in the thing, something like that. I'm not a specialist of this. But still, you get a real APK, and with the latest version of the MIT, you can upload it to the store. Question.
Is there any chance that in the future this will be able to be used on the MIT servers, or is that?
I don't think there is a chance. Well, that depends on Google, because there is a limitation. They have this 10 meg limitation on whatever goes out of the Google server. So until they remove that, there is no chance. And this is because the Web3J library and its dependencies, they are quite big. The extension object is 10 meg itself. Yeah, well, no, but we are running it on a Google Compute server. Or compute engine, we're renting servers, but it's more expensive. You know I think for the MIT they run it on App Engine, and because it's less expensive than running the full Java.
I mean, the foundation will run it.
Ah, okay, yeah, we can. Okay, solved. Thank you. Thank you. We'll have a foundation address. That's it. Thank you.